Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, the power of word, shiur number 69. At the end of last year, we started talking about rumors, the negative tendency to spread negative rumors, to believe negative rumors about others without having careful investigation of facts. Because of this, they say things to people that constitute einas dvarim, and there's no basis of fact to make such statements. And therefore, it's important, of course, to familiarize yourself, all of us, with the laws of applying to believing Lashon Hara, and to be aware of how many rumors turn out to be untrue, how easy it is to distort information, and how easy it is for distorted information to be passed along one to the other, and it gets even more distorted as people are quoted out of contexts, and situations turn out to be totally different from the way your casual observer would see it. There's a lot beneath the surface, and when you realize how often rumors cannot be relied upon, you'll be careful before you accept one as being accurate. So you have to ask yourself, how certain are you sure this is true? And be very, very careful when rumors are said, not to spread it out, and to be extremely careful pertaining to this. The next thing he talks about, Rabbi Zalat Pliskin, in the book Power of Words, is sarcasm. Statements made in a sarcastic tone of voice is einas dvarim, even if the sound of the words may sound kosher. For example, when you say something like, "Oh, you're sure doing a great, wonderful job," seems like a praise, but if it's said in a sarcastic tone, someone's struggling with their job, and they obviously are struggling and they're not doing too well right now, and you tell them, you're doing a great, real, wonderful job, that to the listener it sounds like an insult. Another example is like, "The intricacies of your mind never cease to amaze me." So said in one way, it's a praise. But if said sarcastically, it's an insult. So sarcasm causes a tremendous amount of distress. And one needs to, confront someone like that and tell them politely not to talk like that to you. It is a drug. It is a terrible use that's used, unfortunately, and by married couples. And a person who needs to resort to sarcasm usually is they have fears of being vulnerable to open communication. Because a person who's free of their personal fears will be able to speak to others in a straightforward manner. So if you use sarcasm, it's usually to cover up something. So ask yourself, what is preventing you from delivering that message in a more honest, clear way? Why do I have to resort to this sarcastic way of expressing things? Someone's very miserable today. They look very upset. "Oh, you look so besimcha. What's the good news now?" You don't talk to him that way. Instead, you ask him up front if you choose to, Something's bothering you. You want to discuss it. What's wrong? If anything I can help you with. Someone made a mistake. You don't say in a sarcastic way, "Oh, you're an expert in doing this. You're Mr. Perfection itself." Or someone's very pessimistic. "Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. You're constantly a sunshine. You're constantly with your positive thinking and your optimism enlightens me and makes me ecstatic and feel good inside." That's sarcasm in a very, very destructive way. Or to someone who's interested in helping people solve difficulties and to grow, "Oh, so you really know all about people, don't you?" Or if you feel that this person needs more training in order to be a greater service to others. So you tell them that in a way that would be encouraging and enlightening and helpful to him or her. Someone who says to another person, "I don't like the way you act towards me. I wish you would treat me with respect." That person might want to say, "I treat you with all the respect that is coming to you." So basically the idea is, going back, is that sarcasm is a very unhealthy thing, and it's very important to uproot it from our personalities. It's very hurtful, and it really, really is a damaging effect, whether it's in a student-Rebbe relationship, whether it's in a husband-wife relationship, parent-child relationship, so on and so forth. Another thing important is that if you feel someone told you something that's not true or is acting inconsistently, just point out that inconsistency if you have to, and it's a tayeles, but in a neutral language. Don't label the person a liar. Don't say that he's dishonest in an extreme way, or that there's willful lying, because often there's inconsistencies that are based on errors in judgment, sometimes forgetfulness, sometimes not paying attention to details. There's other extenuating circumstances why someone may say something that's not accurate. So, for example, someone may have told you that he would or she would inform you when they go somewhere. At the end, they went there without telling you about it, and you'll be angry. And you're going to say, you lied to me. I see you can't be trusted. But the reality is maybe the person did try to reach you and was unable to do so, or they simply forgot. So it's not accurate if he committed or the promised to contact you and they didn't. So that's wrong, but that's not a willful lie. That's a human error. The objective description would be is, I got upset because you told me you would inform me in advance and I wasn't informed. You're just stating facts. That's okay. That's accurate. You're not accusing the person of anything. Or another example would be, you lied to me when you said the work would be finished in 4 days. Don't use that words. Use a verifiable statement. So for example, you said that the work would be completed in 4 days and it's 2 weeks now and I have that deadline to meet. So what's going on? So that is the idea, again, that if you feel someone is lying, don't blatantly accuse the person. Just stick to facts in very calm, verifiable statements. Another thing that's einas dvarim, or part of just not causing pain to someone else, is you're not allowed to say or do things to scare other people. Whether it's giving people false information like a joke and then say, oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, his house burned down. Or that relative was in an accident. Or just yelling boo or a loud noise, scaring someone. Especially in a dark area at night, which there could be a strong fear reaction. So obviously it is, even as a joke, it is usher to cause someone to be scared, even for a moment. And then after this, Rav Zalkalisten goes to the idea of what helps a lot with Agnas Devarim is Ezu Chacham Haraya Es Anoilad. The Gemara and the Chazal say a wise person is someone who sees also the consequence of what he's about to do. Noilad could be a few things, but some of it is the consequence. In other words, before you're about to say something insulting, you ask yourself, what will be the consequence of what I'm about to say? Are you aware of all the pain the other person will feel? There's also a strong probability that a machlokes will develop and you yourself will end up suffering a lot. So if you're able to view that suffering, that suffering that could happen because of a future event, because of some hurtful thing that you're saying, then you would be quiet and not say it. It would be much easier to control yourself if you had that visualization. Therefore, it's very important to develop your ability to make mental images of yourself and imagine what the future ramification is of some of the words that you're saying. And then you'll be careful not to say them, or say them in a much more careful manner. So imagine you're standing before Hashem, La'asid Lavay, and you're being confronted with all the Einas Devarim statements that you said. Think of all the embarrassment that you'll experience, the humiliation. That's the Schira of Yom HaDin, when we say, Oy Lanu Miyom HaDin, is not meant to paralyze you. It's meant to motivate you to say, I don't want this. I'll do tshuva to wipe this out going in the past, and I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. So when you look objectively at all those insulting remarks that you made, all the pain-causing remarks that you made and comments, you will recognize the extent of how wrong it was to have said those things, what damage it could have caused, or what damage it did cause. So to review the few points that we talked about in this year, all very, very important. Number one is not to spread rumors about other people. And even when hearing these rumors, not to accept it as fact. Many of it turns out to be untrue. And don't say things that constitute einas dvarim on basis on rumors that have no fact behind it. Or possibly could be distorted. Very often it is. The next thing is never to use sarcasm. That constitutes einas dvarim, even if the words you're saying seem kosher. But you're hurting somebody. And overall, we could have shiurim just on sarcasm, how dangerously poisonous it can be. And it's very important, like I said, in all interpersonal relationships, student, teacher, child, parent, husband, wife, employer-employee. All of these situations to avoid the sarcasm and just stick to healthy ways of communicating. Don't say someone's a liar. Could be they forgot. Be done the kavschus. Some other things could have happened. Be careful not to scare other people, not emotionally, not physically. And also see the ramifications of your actions. Think twice before you're about to say something. What would happen after you say it? A lot of times in marriage, this helps a lot. Well, you know, you're right now, you may be upset about something, or you may want to say something that will be hurtful, that you know you're upset and you want to point out something that's bothering you. And you have to just take a pause and recognize, what am I doing now? Is there a better way to say it? Should I wait till I calm down completely and then word it in a derech eretz, like a kind way? So even if you have to communicate something, to do it in a way that makes sense, to do it in a way that promotes respect and love, not hastily in a way that would hurt. Bracha v'hatzlacha.